in most of them, maybe.
Now, what would, honestly, you mail a package, you'd go to the...
Well, you'd go to the post office, all right, but they had a mighty poor way of mailing things in the olden days.
Uh-huh.
They had Pony Express and stagecoaches, and sometimes it got there and sometimes it didn't.
Now, what about if you were in a strange town and you had to stay overnight in a strange town?
Well, they had hotels. Uh-huh. They had hotels there, and they call them motels now.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But they called them hotels there then, and they were all built together, and they were built up and down.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were large, but they were junks.
Mm-hmm.
They were people come there and stay all night in the rough town.
Oh, rough.
Yeah, they had awful rough, probably.
Well, now, in later years, when they began to have movie pictures, where would you go to see a movie?
Well, you'd be picture shows, all right. They
mm-hmm.
began to show up around in 1800, all right. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about if you had to have an operation? You'd have to go to the...
Well, you'd have to go to a hospital, but you'd have to go to New York or somewhere. There wasn't no doctors in the country that could do it. Even appendicitis. They claimed you just had to... You had docs all right there. You had doctors all right, but you didn't have no real doctor. You know, no good doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You had doctors that would get by, but you didn't have no real good... A lot of times they'd send them to Chicago, New York or somewhere, New Orleans or somewhere like that, where they would
uh-huh.
be better doctors
uh-huh.
if you had a bad case. And of course, I guess there were some doctors that they didn't have no way of putting you to sleep.
Oh.
Only holding you or filling you full of whiskey or something like
oh.
that.
Well, did they have a nurse in those days?
Well, they just had maid nurse. They'd just be probably, if you don't know anything about nursing, you'd just be just as good as any of them. You could wash her face with her, put her. Janie Ann, she, a little girl, she calls us Uncle Governor and Aline all the time.
Uh-huh.
Them boys does too, of course. They're just sweet as they can be. Mr. Daddy and my father, way back there, but they was in the Spanish American War together.
They were.
And then when they come back here, well, Daddy farmed and he run a store. Her father
uh-huh.
run a store.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, we've been all. Been here together about a long time. Well, Mr. I don't know about Mr. Daddy was with Mr.
Uh-huh, yeah. Now, if somebody was to catch a train after they started having trains, where would they have to go to catch a train?
Depot, what they call a depot.
Or did they sometimes call it the rail?
Someone said, "Well, I got to go to the rail and catch a train." They might call just the rail because they'd stop.
The railroad station or railroad.
Well, railroad station, and then what they call them the depot. They didn't have all them depots, but they'd stop the train them days and pick you up anywhere.
Oh, they would.
And just, if you'd get on the railroad track, and you could flag them down because they wasn't going too fast nohow, and you could get on the rail. Well, you could catch them, but you'd go to the depot or the railroad office and buy your tickets
mm-hmm.
if you wanted. It's the same principle, only they'd stop pick you up anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't have too many passengers.
They didn't have to, yeah. Well, now, what would you call the grassy area around the courthouse?
The lawn, it would be the jailhouse, the courthouse lawn.
Now, if you were talking about cutting across a field, and you cut across it at a diagonal, you know, like if you walk down the road, you don't have to go all the way to turn the corner and go, and you just walk across the field that way. What you'd say you were going?
Well,
you're just cutting
the corners, or you'd cut angling across the field.
Uh-huh.
You would be a cutting corners now. That's
uh-huh.
what you'd be. You'd get in shorter distance.
Expression like catty cornered or kitty.
Well, you could be a going catty cornered, all right.
Going catty cornered.